Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy, and I'm a supervisor. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi, Wendy. Yes, I'm calling about this club or whatever that I'm supposedly in that I didn't know anything about.
Okay, let me get this account pulled up here so I can assist you further.
Sure.
All right, is this Miss Comden at 1801 Walker Lake, Ontario Road?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I do have help pulled up here for the Keto Ascend. And looks like we've got that account canceled for you. So just as an explanation for the charges, I show that there was a risk-free trial signed up for on January the 25th. They offer a 14-day trial period where you pay the shipping and handling only to receive your first bottles of the Keto and the Cleanse. If you're not happy, you can call within the trial to cancel, and there's nothing further. But if it goes outside of that trial, they do bill the full price of each bottle there, the 30-day supply.
Yeah, I mean, I have two screenshots of what I ordered, and I have two emails here, and they don't say anything about being charged more money if I don't cancel. That's not in writing at all. I mean, wouldn't you think it would be on my email? I'm looking at my confirmation email right here, and all it says is thank you for your recent order. Please find the summary of your order below. It's got the order number, the date, my address, my phone number, my email, and then it says one Keto Ascend Cleanse, price. It's got a line through the price, and then it says shipping $7.45, grand total $7.45. And then I got another email that says the same thing for that other bottle of pills there. That one was a little bit less, though, for some reason.
Right, yes, ma'am. The cleanse is a little bit less. But if you go if you check out the website at tryketoascend.com, any advertisement would redirect the customer to the website to put in their name and address and card information. And on that page, it has where you have to click on this box agreeing to the terms and conditions, and it gives an explanation of the trial and the phone number to call there in their terms.
Yeah, I don't recall that at all. This was something that popped up when I was on Facebook or Amazon or whatever it was I was on. It popped up and it said, try it for free, just pay the shipping. So I was like, okay, let me give this a try and see if this works. I mean, I'm not even done with the bottle. I waited until I was on, I work in a school, so I waited until I was on break to see if I had any adverse effects. So I just started it this week. This is only my fifth day doing it. So,
Well, what I could do,
I mean, I can send them back the unused pills if that would make a difference.
Yeah, no, ma'am. They don't allow them to be returned since they are a consumable product. I could, however, offer a 50% courtesy refund for the misunderstanding with their trial. I'd be happy to do that. It takes about 3 to 5 business days for a refund to process and shows a credit back on your end.
Well, I would like to get the total amount refunded, since how I truly did not see this anywhere in what I clicked to order these pills. All it said was to pay shipping and handling for 2 free bottles. It didn't say anything at all about you're going to be joining a club, or I don't even know what I'm in, to be honest with you. I mean, are you planning on sending me more pills? Is that where I get that extra $90 charge from, or?
Well, these are the charges that you have now. That is for the 2 bottles that you've already received. Now, it would have rolled over.
The 2 bottles that it was free?
Well, it's
it
not
doesn't
a free
make any
bottle.
Sense.
No, ma'am, it's not a free sample or free product. It was a free trial. A trial is just a time frame. It's like an opportunity to try something before you decide if you want to buy it or not. So they give you, after receiving it in the mail, they give you a good week or so to use them before deciding if you want to actually purchase those bottles and continue on that monthly keto plan, or if you want to cancel and stop it there. So, yeah, it's a trial. It's not like a sample or anything.
Why
like
wouldn't that.
That
be reiterated in the email that was sent to me, just out of curiosity?
I don't know why they don't put it in the email. I know that by law they do have to provide it on the website, and that customers are required to click on the box saying that they had read and agreed before it
lets them
place the order.
I think they're trying to be deceptive, don't you? Be honest. I think they're trying to deceive people and charge $90 out of the blue. I mean, I certainly didn't expect this.
If you look back at the website, if you get a chance, again, it's try.
Yeah, but I didn't even go on the website. Like I said,
that's
it was a pop-up ad.
That ad would have redirected you to the website to place an order. It has to be done on their secure site. And on there is where you, I mean, you would see the information down there. We have to click on the box. But I mean, the most that I would be able to do for you would be a 75% refund. And that's with me using my discount as a refund for you. I mean, with that on the $92.90, I could send you a refund back of $69.68. And then the $91.89 charge, you'd get a refund back of $68.92.
Okay. I mean, if that's the best you can do, then I guess I'll have to accept that. But I truly do feel this was very deceptive and deceiving. I mean, I never knew. It just said try it for free. So for me, I assumed, oh, I'll try it for the month. If I like it, I'll order more. I mean, that's to me, that's what a trial is to me. So
Yeah, I mean, even with big companies like, say, Netflix, if you're familiar with them, they offer a trial, but if you don't call to cancel, they're going to start charging you every month for Netflix. So anytime you see that word, it's just a, you know, it's only free for a temporary, you know, limited amount of time before they start charging you if you don't cancel.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am. I do apologize for the misunderstanding.
Well, you should tell somebody, that, you know, high up there that wordage needs to be in the emails that they send, and at least just say, just remember, this is a trial. If you don't call by this date, your credit card will be charged this amount. And then there's no, you know, then it's your own fault if you don't read your email, you know. So, but I appreciate you refunding me what you're going to refund me. So thank you very much for that.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like the confirmation number for the refunds?
Sure.
Okay. That number is 600-496-9623, and that's called a transaction ID number, and that's for those two refunds. And like I said, within 3 to 5 business days, you'll see those credits.
Okay. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that, Wendy.
You're welcome.
And I am canceled, right? There won't be any further charges?
That is correct, yes, ma'am. And we'll send you an email confirmation about all this as well.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.